Dennis and Jamar podcast. They'll get you feeling good. Chum 104.5. Chum 104.5. Horoscopes. Aries.
You made sure you really enjoyed your weekend, as you should, but you will have a shift in your priorities and concentrate a little more on work. This may last a while, but once you complete all your work, you'll be able to have some fun.
Taurus.
Yesterday, you could have heard something that rubbed you the wrong way. Before you react and possibly make matters worse, just take a step back and make sure you have all the facts. By doing so, you could avoid a major falling out.
Gemini.
You will be hearing all sorts of whispers and seeing darting eyes away from you all day. You're not defined by others' thoughts of you. Stay strong. Keep your head held high today.
Cancer.
After the day you had yesterday, it might be best for you to stay home and curl up with a book. You need to spend some time alone and reflect on your past choices. You may seem content with your life, but after today, you could even have a better path to go on.
Leo.
Everyone you hold close to your heart has been busy and hard to get in touch with, but soon you're going to really finally get in touch with them. Enjoy this time with them because you may not know when you'll be able to do this again.
Virgo.
You've been working very hard. It will finally pay off. Before you indulge in the reward, you should take a step back and think. There are a lot of things you need to think about.
Libra.
It will serve you well if you don't take things at face value today. You think about everything that you hear, no matter how good it seems.
Scorpio.
You could be in some sort of rut now and seems like you're never going to get out. But today, tapping into your creative skills will help you get rid of this rut. Enjoy the day and make the most of it.
Sagittarius.
Today, you'll light a fire between you and a special someone. Relax. If things are starting to slow, there's no underlying meaning to that. You can't rush something like this. Once things start heating up, you'll be very happy.
Capricorn.
If you're not happy with your current financial situation, relax, as today may put your worries to an end. Not only will your financial problems be fixed, you'll also gain so much self-confidence, causing you to feel like a new person.
Aquarius.
Highlight your past mistakes to help you grow from them. There's no reason to feel embarrassed. The future new you will thank you. The coming weeks are powerful for taking charge of your emotional health, and it starts now.
Pisces.
Your sense of pride and privacy are strong today. These things, in moderation, can be useful and helpful. If overdone, these qualities can cause some issues.
There you got them. Your Tuesday morning horoscopes. And if you missed anything or need to see it or pass it on to a friend, check it out at chum1045.com. Click on the Marilyn Dennis and Jamar page.
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar.
When you wake up.
Mornings on Chum 104.5.
So allow me to give you one more thing to be afraid of these days. Tracking devices. They are now more popular than ever on the market thanks to Apple. And listen, I have a couple of them. I walk around with like three of them all day. It's the new Apple AirTags. And a family has made the news because of what happened to them while they were in Disney.
Yeah.
They were at Magic Kingdom. They're from Tennessee. And their teenager on their phone got a message that you're being tracked. Now, let me just kind of explain how these AirTags work.
Please.
This is the AirTag. You see it?
I see it.
I got one on my keys. I have one on my book bag. I got even one on a case for my AirPods.
Yeah.
In case I lose the case.
Yeah.
And what it does is the AirTag uses other iPhones in the vicinity and cell towers and all types of little things to relay a signal of where it is in the world to the owner of the AirTag. The only issue is you could take with me the AirTag, but I can throw one in your back pocket, and now I have your location,
your data,
location on my phone.
Right.
To get around that, what the AirTag does, if it is following a phone that it's not paired to, so for example, if I put this in your pocket, and it's following Marilyn's phone, but it knows it's Jamar's AirTag.
Yeah.
It will give your phone a message saying, hey, there's an AirTag next to you, Marilyn. Is this yours? Or do you know that? Do you get it?
I get it.
This is what happened to the kid.
Wow. 17 years old.
17 years
old.
She's
got a backpack. She's walking around the Magic Kingdom, and she discovers she's been followed for how many hours? 4 or 5 hours?
Yeah. Well, she got the first message at 7 o'clock.
Wow.
And got another message at 11 p.m. that she was still being followed. So the family's just like, wait, we got to find this AirTag.
Mm-hmm.
Because what if someone just planted an AirTag on our kid?
Right.
What if somebody is following us to, you know, rob us or to exploit us or for whatever reason? So this is something you should be aware of right now because it's very easy to do. And I'll tell you this. It doesn't always tell the other users so quickly that an AirTag is around them. And it also depends on if you have the right operating system. If you haven't updated your phone, you won't get that message.
Okay.
Yeah, so you might
So do you think they slipped the AirTag into her backpack? Because I guess they were in the parking lot and they were like, we got to empty out all of our stuff because there's four in the family.
Yep.
And then my question is, like, when you're talking about Jamar's AirTag is with Marilyn's purse, right? They can't find the name of the person that AirTag is associated with.
Yeah, well, that's a privacy thing. You can't
Yeah,
it could. So, but the family never found the AirTag.
No.
They said they stopped what they were doing. They, like, pretty much emptied all their bags. They're like, oh, we got to find this thing.
Right.
Why is this AirTag following us? So, unfortunately, they said they never found it. It could have been an error. It could have been... I don't know. Maybe they were walking too close to somebody at the funnel cake line and it felt like they were fine. I don't know.
I don't know. But it's like it's stalking people. That's what it is. It's like following people.
So,
yeah.
Apple believes that this was an error.
Oh, they do.
They believe that their whole thing was an error and maybe they were close to somebody and that the phone got the message.
Yeah.
But just reminding everybody, if you see one of these messages, you know, you can think of all the scenarios where this would happen. You know, somebody wants to track Marilyn and see just how... You know how interesting her route is from the bathroom to the Starbucks or whatever.
Very interesting.
I don't know. They wouldn't
it's
go.
Riveting.
Right. All you need to know is if you ever see one of these messages on your phone that there's an AirTag following you, you should stop what you're doing and try to find it.
But Jamar, on another note, this is what they're doing. They're putting AirTags in luxury cars, in parking lots.
Yeah.
That you don't know where they're being hidden.
Yeah.
And what they do is they follow you home.
Uh-huh.
And when you're sleeping and you don't have the club on or locked up the car, they will take your car. That's how... It's scary.
Yeah, it's
like you could lose, you know, like it's that was a human being, a 17-year-old. Good thing she noticed it and warned her parents about it. But this is like, this can happen anywhere, anytime.
Yeah, the world is definitely getting really interesting and complicated.
Yeah, this tracking thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's not fun.
All right. Okay. So just something to be on the lookout for. If you see a weird message on your phone, pay attention to it. And don't think it's nothing.
I'm glad you explained how it works because a lot of people still don't know how they work.
Yeah.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
Pass me the coffee.
The Chum Morning Show.
This one went viral out of Florida. If you've ever been boating before, you do know that you actually still have to adhere to the, not road rules, but I guess water rules.
Right. Remember I got my license during the lockdown?
That's right. You did do that. That was a long time ago.
It was like two summers ago, but a lot of rules, a lot.
Yeah. In this video, which is now 18 million views, a boat full of women in bikinis got pulled over by the water police, if that's the correct name for them. And apparently they were either speeding or doing something not cool, definitely illegal. And they claimed that they got out of the felony by challenging the police to a game of rock, paper, scissors. And you see these women playing rock, paper, scissors, shoot, rock, paper, scissors, shoot. And eventually her paper covers his rock and they allow her.
They let her go.
They let her go. And everyone is like, yay, we did it. And her caption says, got out of a felony by playing a game of rock, paper, scissor. Now, it sounds funny, but that's so freaking unfair.
It's so unfair.
Like, what is really going on here? And, of course, the internet has gotten a hold of the story and saying, pretty privilege, pretty privilege. If they were not a bunch of girls in bikinis, they would never gotten away with this. I'll tell you this, I would have never gotten away with this.
I can barely get away.
My bikini is not not as good looking as theirs.
My one piece suit with my insert cup.
Your insert cup
is not going to help.
Yeah.
I've never heard anyone say rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Oh, really?
Ever.
That might, what, would you just say rock, paper, scissors?
Yeah. Rock, paper, scissors.
You don't do a shoot? Like, you got to shoot it.
Rock, paper, scissors.
Shoot.
And you just do your thing.
I've heard shoot.
Okay.
It's a kind of a U.S.
Really?
Thing.
I guess it's a U.S. thing. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
I was like, that's why you wouldn't
You know us with our weapons,
it.
Right? Like, you got to shoot
it.
I don't know.
It's just like display what you're going to get, right? Like, do it.
Maybe I haven't played enough. I don't know.
No, it's maybe, it's just a border thing.
Maybe it is. Maybe.
But I do, when he said it, I went, oh, yeah, I remember them saying that.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, in any case.
Unfair.
If they're not lying, they could be lying about being up for a felony. Because, I mean, gosh, these cops would have a lot of people to answer to if they let some people get off with a felony or a rock, paper, scissor game. So,
well, wait a minute.
That is to be seen.
You approach the boat, you see these women.
Right.
Two-piece bathing.
Either they're, I mean, a felony. What are some of the things? Maybe they're speeding. Maybe they're drinking and driving. Like, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
And then they're about to get a ticket. And they go, hey, can we play rock, paper, scissors?
And get out of it?
Right.
And they're going, oh.
Okay, we'll give you a citation if you lose this game of rock, paper, scissors. Right? They win the game. Let them go. I mean, these guys could, you know, they could face charges for that.
Yeah, no, I know.
So,
yeah.
Let's see what
I'm
happens.
I'm just saying, you know, guys will be guys.
Okay.
Hey, you know, like, we're going to get them. And they go, oh, there's
something I'm learning.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Well, all right. I'm sure there's another story there I'll have to ask off air.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
No story. Just being funny, guys.
I don't know. Girls in bikinis on a boat. I mean,
and girls will
boats.
Be girls, right?
And that's what sells boats and magazines.
Sure.
So.
Sure.
Yeah.
So, as you get on the road this morning, don't forget the cleavage. Good work.
Do it. Yeah.
What's trending in Toronto?
What's trending?
Let me know, let me know.
There are some things to look forward to this spring. Do you guys like We Don't Talk About Bruno?
The song?
Yeah, the song.
Yeah, you know, the song is cute. The movie was great. The song's very catchy. It actually started charting in certain places. Like,
I know.
Getting played on the radio as like an actual single.
Do you like pizza?
Do I like pizza? Are we friends? Are we, who are you talking
That's
about?
What I'm saying. Because I'm about to tell you about something.
Let's hear it.
That brings We Don't Talk About Bruno and pizza together. I'm about to make you so happy.
Bruno's pizza.
I can't wait to hear this. What is this?
What is it? It is a pizza fest happening in Vaughan. And the woman who sings that song from Encanto, Adassa, she's going to be at Vaughn's Pizza Fest.
I'm going to the pizza fest.
Signing autographs, taking photos, while also sampling some of the best pizza from spots across the GTA.
Great.
Where is it? When is it?
It is June 17th to the 19th at Improve Plaza. So
this is perfect.
Tomorrow's sleeping overnight.
I'm staying.
17th to the 19th.
You're just gonna be there all weekend.
Okay.
So it's a pizza fest, but it's not all about like the wild flavors of pizzas. It's not like, oh, pickles.
Oh, yeah.
It's like what Richie was telling us yesterday. Richie was telling us about a pizza that he had.
Richie Favolero told us about a burger pizza that he got someplace somewhere in town.
Which is like a ketchup base, and it had pickles and
lettuce. And burger meat on it.
Why did he do that?
Says Marilyn's stomach. Because he's adventurous. And he said it was surprisingly good. But
okay. So this pizza fest is not one of those things. This is for purists.
Okay.
Who really love pizza. So all the pizzerias, they're going to be making pepperoni and margarita pizzas.
Okay.
And then you're going to sample them from all of them. I'm not sure how many pizzerias are going to be there, but there's going to be a good amount so that you could try every pizza from the same level.
I'm all about it. I'm a pizza purist.
There you go.
I believe Hawaiian pizza should be burned at the stake.
There you go. So what's your pizza go to?
Wait, shop or just type?
Type.
Type, just a cheese pizza, regular cheese pizza.
Right.
Plain, just like that. I mean, you know, I'll do the little toppings and varieties.
Dripping.
Dripping out the back, yeah.
Right. I do love a margarita pizza, the basil,
that's good.
Chili oil.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. So that's happening June 17th to 19th. That is the Vaughn Pizza Fest.
Maybe they should send us samples before we send Jamar up.
Oh, so we can officially endorse it?
Yeah.
Yeah, Vaughn Pizza Fest.
I agree.
You're not official until the Chum Morning Show has had a sample of what's going to happen there. So
sounds good.
Tread lightly.
And if you can't wait until then, well, the food truck park is reopening this week. This one is happening in Scarborough. It's called Street Eats Market. You've probably heard about it from years before.
Yep.
It's right at Scarborough Town Center. Yes. It's opening on Friday.
Nice.
So in that venue, they also hold a ton of other events that are going to be happening all summer. So Taco Fest, Ice Cream Fest, Soup Fest, Burger Fest. And then they're also just going to have food trucks there all the time from Friday to Sunday.
I wish they would have had that when I lived out there. But that doesn't mean I can't still drive out there. But I love that.
And you see it like right when you're coming off the highway.
Yeah, it's right there,
really nice.
Yeah.
No, and I love it because it's a huge parking lot at Scarborough Town Center.
Yes.
So I'm glad they're taking it outside. Awesome.
Yeah, it's awesome. So they also have a craft beer village that they're having there. That opens on June 3rd. So it's going to be beer and cider. And you can go out there and chill, play games. That like giant beer pong, all that kind of stuff.
And perhaps you'd like to go into the Scarborough Town Center to the Walk of Fame and see Marilyn Dennis's star there.
Oh,
the foyer.
That's fun.
And just take some Windex and a rag with you so you can shine it up a little.
Where is it in the Scarborough? I didn't even know that
was
there.
It's in the foyer.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
Is it like a big billboard thing or? You know how they have
there
like
for
the
a while.
Heroes?
I've been to the mall for a while. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay, it's one of those. Okay.
I used to be
that.
In the food court. I was near Mrs. Fields, and when they moved, when they did renovations, they put us in the foyer.
Oh, that's so
there
nice.
You go. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you check that out at Scarborough Town Center too.
Yeah.
Eat your belly full, and then go check out the Star.
And go.
Something
shop.
Else to look forward to this weekend is if it has nothing to do with food. So I'm sorry, but the Toronto Flower Market is back this weekend until October. So this always starts on Mother's Day weekend, and this only happens one Saturday every month. But there's over 30 plus Ontario flower vendors there. And that's going to be at Queen Street West and Shaw Park. So that's really cool.
Yeah. Very
I'll
cool.
probably check that out.
Yeah, it's so pretty. It's again, Instagrammable.
Very Instagrammable. That
has, that very, matters. Very pretty.
You, I plan matters. To take pictures.
Yes, please do. Thanks, Azalea.
Sweet.
Now, back to the morning show.
Good morning.
With Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
The only way to wake up.
On Chum 104.5.
Hey, we got Peter Papapacho on the line from Amsterdam. And before we get started on the Met Gala, Azalea, who's filling in for Caitlin's, got a great little point that I did not know about the Met Gala.
So I'm curious to hear more about the fact that the stars don't actually dress themselves. The designers dress them.
Yes.
So can you tell us a little bit about that? I think it's amazing, but I think it's something that a lot of people don't realize.
Well, listen, celebrities we all know in general don't dress themselves, period, right? Those days are done. Right now it's been either stylists and now it's designers. But with designers, what happens is it's a collaboration together. It's like a lot of illustrations go back between the teams, the publicists, and then they come to an agreement of what the dress should be. And then it goes from there. And then there's muslins done. There's fittings that happen in between it. So it's a long process and could be anywhere from a year process until the final look is done.
Wow. Yeah. And then I think about some of the interesting outfits from last night. They go, that took a year to decide to wear. That's
too.
Questionable.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, some of them are a little bit questionable on what they are. But the theme last night was really amazing. It was like Gilded Glamour, and it was inspired by the turn of the century of the Gilded Age in American history. So it was basically a study of American anthropology of fashion, right? So there was going to be a great installation being done by Andrew Bolton, the head curator of the Met. So that was really interesting.
So what did you love? Who did you love?
I absolutely did love quite a few of them, I have to say, Mayor. Actually, Blake Lively, of course, I thought was stunning, especially, you know, everybody loved the twofer in a dress to begin with, but this flip change into like this Versace dress that started off one way and then completely changed was a really great moment on the runway. We also loved Shawn Mendes. I thought he looked really handsome. I thought it was a really great ode wearing Tommy Hilfiger. And I thought that was such a really great masculine, but still sexy, sophisticated look for him was still just a navy suit. Janelle Monáe had a really beautiful Ralph Lauren, but I also loved Alicia Keys. I thought she did a really great job wearing Ralph Lauren as well with the cape with the New York skyline.
Yeah.
Who better than Alicia Keys to wear in New York?
Well, that's what Jamar loved. He loved, that was his favorite. Jamar's favorite was Alicia Keys.
I don't blame it. Did we all kind of question Cardi B a little bit?
No, I love Cardi B. No, I loved it. She got the memo.
I loved the chain stuff. Listen, here's my thing. When I see Cardi B come on that, on the carpet and stuff like that, in that outfit, I love Versace. I love chains. You give me those. I just felt the skin highlights and the hair weren't enough for that glitz. I wanted more shiny skin. Okay. I wanted better hair. I wanted the look to be tighter. Because all I kept on thinking was, I was looking at all the Versace Day models of like the Naomi's and blah, blah, blah. I just wanted the skin. Nothing else. She's gorgeous and body and curve, but I just wanted skin highlights. That's all I wanted.
One final one. Gwen Stefani in neon green. That's Azalea's favorite.
Is it your favorite?
Uh-oh. I don't think it's on theme or anything, but I think she just looks gorgeous. And it's something that I would personally
wear.
Like, not to the Met Gala.
It was a little more Ultra Music Festival than Met Gala, I guess.
Yeah. Okay. Well, listen, it definitely makes a statement. It's definitely a color outside of the box. And don't forget that they were asked to do the theme, but do it modern. And I think the color and the choice was the modern option of that. So
okay,
I think
Peter,
that was the twist on it.
We had so much fun talking to you from all the way from Amsterdam. Thank you for weighing in with us today.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
Good morning.
The Chum Morning Show.
Good morning.
Take us anywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
You're looking forward to spring and summer travel. We want to give you some tips about packing according to flight attendants who quite possibly are the best packers in the air, right? They have to do it every day for work, so they've got it down to a science. So let's give you these tips that you definitely won't follow. Number one, make a
you
list.
You won't follow.
No, you won't follow. You'll overpack and expect the dude that's traveling with you to carry the suitcase for you.
Can I just say one thing?
70-pound suitcase. Oh, honey, my suitcase is...
I just remember...
Why did you overpack?
Okay, I gotcha. And I hear that.
Am I projecting?
That happens. Yeah, projecting a little bit. That's okay. But I remember back in the day, just before we get started,
yeah,
my dad used to say, you pack it, you carry it.
Hey, that's a good
yeah,
one.
That's so good that's one. All I want to say. Okay, one. On that note, what do we got on the
Let's
list?
Let's give you the list. 7 packing tips from flight attendants. Okay. Number one. One is make a list. I will admit, I don't do this at all, but they say it's much better. You're less likely to forget something if you make a list. It saves you time.
Yeah.
So make a list. Anyone else in the room ever make
a
list?
I make a list.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I stand corrected.
Twice.
Really? Make lists when you're packing. What goes on your list? Like,
well, the list goes, for starters, I look at where I'm going, what the temperature is. Then I look at the events I have to go to, like a dinner or whatever. Not the stuff that you have to do, Australia, but and I look at that, and then I make a list because I think, okay, well, how many white jeans do you need to take, or how many jeans do you need to take? Yeah. One pair is enough.
Okay.
You know, that kind of idea?
Right.
Yeah.
Second.
My events are different, so I'm like listing out exactly where, what parties I have to hit, the theme is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Carnival travel is a whole thing. You probably, how many suitcases do you bring on a trip?
Well, because I'm so great at packing, I
bring
one suitcase, but then I also bring a carry-on and then also the bag.
Yeah, exactly. And then a different outfit for every event.
Of course.
You mean the garment bag? Garment bag, carry-on, and the...
No, so the carry-on and then like a duffel bag.
Oh, I got you.
Okay. Second tip from flight attendants on how to pack more efficiently.
Okay.
Don't fold your clothes. Roll them. I do this one. This is great, especially when you're, you know, a large person like myself who has big items like jeans. Instead of folding, it takes up more space. When you roll it, it gets a little more dense and saves much more space.
We did a thing on the TV side about rolling the same items, rolling versus flat. Jar.
Yeah.
And it by far rolling
saves you so much space.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Because the fold, you know, spread out and you take up more space in the suitcase.
That's right.
Tip number three on packing. Look for the most versatile things in your closet because at the end of the day, you can't pack everything.
Mm-hmm.
So find things that can be multi-purpose. Plain items as well, which can be worn maybe once or twice over the course of your trip.
That's right. That's right.
Okay.
I so agree with that.
Number four, which is probably hard for everyone, but you should do this. Leave extra space in your suitcase. Especially if you're going to go someplace where you might pick up some other things to bring back. You don't want to leave your place of origin already like at capacity.
Yeah.
Because when you come back, you have no space and now you're overweight.
Now you have to go buy another piece of luggage.
Yep, or pay that $100 overweight baggage fee.
Yeah.
Or, you know, be that weirdo in the check-in line opening your suitcase. There's nothing weirder than having to open your suitcase and a bunch of, at the airport, in a bunch of the randos standing around watching you open your suitcase. Out pops your undies. Out pops all the things in your suitcase.
Yeah.
No, you don't want to do that. Leave extra space. Wear your heaviest items. So...
Yeah, I wouldn't pack my coat. I would wear my coat on the plane.
This is a problem for us as we leave Canada in winter and we go to warm destinations. You got the big coat and you're going to Florida. Like, what do you do with that? You have to wear it. Because if you pack it, you're already making your suitcase heavier.
And, you know, airlines are just starting to take your coats back. But when during the lockdown and everything, and when travel started opening up again, they wouldn't take your coats to, you'd have to kind of put them in the overhead.
I know.
Jam them in there.
I know. Don't forget a water bottle. Bring a water bottle. So if you want to get something to drink through the airport or maybe at...
After you go through security, after customs, then get the water bottle.
Yeah, anywhere you are, you know, you're going to save the environment, save you a little money so you don't have to constantly buy drinks. Mm-hmm. Water bottle will save you a little cash.
Yeah.
And go easy on the just-in-case items. I'm going to point at myself on this one.
What do you mean?
Because after I pack my suitcase, I look at my closet and I'm like, I should bring that one just in case. I should bring that shirt just in case. I should bring those pants just in case. That is usually not necessary because how many times do you get the just in case, you know, situation when you travel anyway?
Yeah.
Not usually. So go easy on that. And those are your 7 tips for overpack or not to overpack.
Not to overpack. Now, you know what I do? I look at stuff and I think, okay, what are you going to be doing, A? And then what do you normally wear to work? You like those pants, and those pants. We'll take those because you love them. Mm-hmm. And shoes are an issue. Shoes can be an issue. I'll talk about right now. Like running shoes and a pair of sandals as we're going into summer. That's all you need. You don't need more than that. Shoes take up a lot of room.
Who are you telling? Yeah. Over here with my size 10s. Like, shoes are always a problem.
Yeah, that's rough for men.
It is.
At least
it
for us, our sandals.
They're really flat.
They're flat.
Yeah. They collapse.
Yeah. So you can bring about
these things.
10 pairs.
Yeah, these things, one or two pairs max.
Still takes up a lot of room, though.
A lot of guys, if you're one of these, fashionable gentlemen, a lot of guys carry a whole bag just for shoes.
I know, they do. Yeah.
Like a bag on their shoulder just for shoes.
Anything else to add to that list, Azalea? Do you have anything else to add?
I like to put my outfits in Ziploc bags and then label the Ziploc bag what day. Like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Yeah.
And then I pack them in the order.
Okay. I like to take old dry cleaning bags and wire hangers and I label them for especially really nice outfits.
Right.
And I will put that because when you have plastic... Or reusable plastic. That's what I do because mine are looking a little tired right now. It moves, and so the material moves with it, so it doesn't crush it.
Oh, that's a good idea. Those are both good ideas.
Yeah. And I label it because I don't want to think when I'm on vacation. I go, okay, that's for Thursday night dinner. Or I just do it that way. That way I don't want to think about it anymore. Exactly. It helps me pack.
I like those two ideas.
Yeah, because that way you don't overpack. If you label and you know what you're doing, like daytime, nighttime, you know, you can switch around. It doesn't have to be the exact.
And if you have to open your bag at check-in, you don't look as weird as I said earlier.
No. You know what? Somebody said, you're a really good packer in customs. I went, thank you. I felt like they put a star on my forehead.
I like
that.
He said,
you are really good at this. Anyway.
There it is.
Yep.
If you're heading to Pearson, you might want to turn back because one of those could save you.
You took too much. I know you did.
Exactly.
Wake up. Wake up, Toronto. It's Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
Wake up.
On Chum.
If you're driving into work this morning and you're actually silently grumbling inside your head about wishing you were working from home still, you might want to print out this article and just casually drop it on your boss's desk or in front of their office.
Okay.
This is what Airbnb is doing. They are actually doubling down on the work from home, philosophy that we adopted during the pandemic.
Right.
Not only are they saying you can work from home, you can work from anywhere. Live anywhere, work anywhere. That is the new philosophy. A bunch of other little perks that they're adding to, the enticement of working at Airbnb.
Mm-hmm.
You get 90 days of international work and travel.
Gosh.
Think about that.
90 days.
You can plan a vacation and still work. Wake up in the morning, have your coffee from the patio in Italy, plug in to whatever internet they need or what they have
there.
Yeah.
I'm just getting into it.
Sure.
Yeah.
And you're working, you work till whatever time.
Yeah.
If you work for Airbnb, maybe you work until 3, maybe 4. Yeah. And then unplug and go enjoy your vacation. These are some of the new policies. Work from home or the office. You can move anywhere in the country. Your work and your compensation will not change.
Wow.
No matter where in the country you live. This is obviously U.S.-based. You can have the flexibility to travel and work around the world. We'll meet up regularly
for gatherings.
Okay, yeah. I'm sorry. I think this was typed wrong.
Yeah, yeah. But you know what? I get what they're saying. That could be on, online.
Okay, so...
I mean, we got a meeting at 3. You could be having Aperol
Spritz. There it is. Every couple weeks.
Going, how's everything going? Pretty good, thanks.
Get on a Zoom.
Right.
Or a Google Meet or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And you will also continue to work in a highly coordinated way. This is them trying to make sure that the quality of work doesn't go down while you're away.
Sounds good.
Yep. Anybody in for that?
I'm in. I would like that. I know where I want to go. But you know what? There's just only a small number of roles of these people that can take this job. It's not like it's the mass.
There are a couple roles that it just wouldn't apply to.
Yeah.
But they're trying to let as many people as possible in the company know that this is what you can do now.
Yeah. Miami's mentioned in there somewhere, too. What do you think about that?
Oh, man. Miami, I mean...
Okay, let's...
Working for an Airbnb and living in Miami.
Let's just pick the United States.
Sure.
Okay, this is the... Okay, all three of us. Where would you find yourself for those 90 days, if that's what you're giving, where would you find yourself? You can put one or two locations.
90 days in maybe the Keys.
Oh, Florida, I mean, Keys. That's nice.
That's a long, no.
Not
long.
Miami? I thought you were going to choose Miami there for a moment.
I mean, I lived in Miami for a long time.
So you did that already. Been there, done that.
Yeah, not really been there, done that, but, you know.
Been there.
Miami's cool. Okay. South Beach is nice.
Yeah.
But, you know, I would go into the Keys because then you get to wake up like beachfront. Yeah. Like it feels like you're in a resort.
Do you feel like you should stay on the East Coast?
I like the East Coast generally. I'm not really a West Coast type of person.
I'm surprised you didn't pick any place like out West to go skiing.
Yeah.
You do like that.
I wish I do like, but I'd probably use that for some of my travel.
Okay.
I wouldn't live there for 90 days.
Okay, so living. What about you, Azalea?
Yeah, I feel like staying anywhere for 90 days is just so long. But I guess only because of the culture, I would probably say Miami.
Yeah.
Because I can't think of anywhere else where I feel like...
Well, with this, like, you get 90 days total of international work travel. So you could split it up.
You could split
Can
you imagine? That's a lot of days.
That's like this great big platter of decisions to make.
Yeah.
And now you're really thinking about it because no one's really offered us that.
So in a whole year.
Hard to think about.
So in a whole year, you get to work 90 days anywhere internationally. Yeah. But then you got to come back to your home country and work.
I would definitely go for a little bit.
Yeah.
It could be summer, winter, doesn't matter, to the Rockies.
Yeah.
100%. And I'm not an avid skier at all, but I just like the vibe and the feel of being in the mountains, the snow, the wildlife, being in the forest.
Oh,
you know, I like that feeling.
Sounds relaxing.
I do. I like that. I could get a lot of work done and then look out the window with my cup of coffee that I made myself.
Uh-huh.
Because there's no Starbucks.
There it is.
I'm isolated in the forest. I would like that.
So with that said, maybe you should be going to the Airbnb website for not just a rental, but for an application.
Yeah.
Let
us know where you want to go, too, because maybe you'll give us more ideas. You were never, like I said, given a gift like this. You're going, I don't know. I can't make up my mind.
I still can't think of somewhere.
Yeah.
You can go so many places.
I know.
Right. 90 days. All you need is like three days in a destination.
Yeah, we just like the States, but you can do anything you want to do.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Airbnb maybe leading the way in the new business model.
Maybe.
Let's see what happened, or the employment model, rather.
Do it.
What's trending in Toronto?
What's trending?
Let me know.
I don't know if you heard that there was an interview with Michelle Pfeiffer where she said that she was going to consider maybe reprising her role as Catwoman in Batman, where she said that she would consider it if she was asked. And this all came with the talks of Michael Keaton coming back, returning for his role as Batman. So, I mean, I think that's just cool. It's just cool to think about.
The old cat and the old bat.
You know,
the name of the movie.
If they could, it would be cool. But more things old could become new again. So the director of Spider-Man, he said he could bring back Tobey Maguire for a potential fourth Spider-Man No Way Home movie, especially with how excited fans were on that last Spider-Man movie when all three of them came together. So he just said that excitement sparked a renewed interest and maybe, you know, something could happen and Tobey Maguire could be back.
Yeah.
So that's just something to look forward to, maybe. Fingers crossed. Yep. But speaking of movies, Harry Styles, he was not at the Met Gala last night, but his trailer for his new movie, Don't Worry, Darling, with Florence Pugh, directed by his girlfriend, Olivia Wilde, came out yesterday.
Always you and me. Darling, all of you wives. With you all the time. We men, we ask a lot. Can't you see? We ask for strength, food at home, a house clean.
So it's about a married couple.
Yeah.
Sounds a little scary.
Stepford Wivey. Stepford Wives. You don't remember that, but yes.
Yeah, yeah. No, I remember Stepford Wives. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So what it's about, it's a married couple who are living what looks like an idyllic life. But things start to change and tensions start to rise. Olivia Wilde, she compared it to movies like Inception, The Matrix, and The Truman Show.
All right, now we're talking my language.
Right? That piqued your interest there?
Yeah.
So she's saying, imagine a life where you could have anything you ever wanted, not just the tangible things, but also the things that really matter. True love with the perfect partner, real trusted friendships, but what would it take for you to give up that perfect life? What are you willing to sacrifice to do what's right? Are you willing to dismantle the system that is designed to serve you?
She said, The Matrix, Inception, and Truman Show?
Yeah.
You're going to have a brain headache after this movie.
Right. You're going to walk out confused. You're going to say, what did I just watch?
Questioning your whole existence.
Yes.
Okay.
Apparently, that's what she's saying.
I'm all for it.
So that's Harry Styles' new movie. I'm going to have to watch that trailer all over again to really take it in, but I don't know. I feel like people are going to love it.
Did they say when it's coming out?
I didn't write that down.
I found it for you.
Found it.
September of this year. September 23rd.
Oh, the big deal.
Is it going to be a TIFF?
That's a big deal. Hey.
Could be. Maybe. Could be. You never know.
That is a long way to wait. All right. That's fine.
Cool.
There we go. That's just trending.
Thank you so much, Azalea.
Wake up, Toronto. Let's keep it moving.
Good morning.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar on Chum.
Do you think there's some kind of, like, plan to keep Sean and Camila away from each other when they're in the same... The same space. I mean, yes, they had the Met Gala together.
Yeah, I know.
Not together, but they were there.
I wonder how they both felt.
Do you think he looked fantastic.
I don't think she was happy in her dress.
You don't think so?
No, I do not.
Her dress again. She wore that kind of like puffy looking thing, right?
Yeah, and it was kind of like a crop top with a little bit of some crisscrossy on the underboob.
Yeah.
I didn't love it.
I know. And I feel like this morning, it's more about Shawn Mendes.
It is about her, right? It is.
Well, all that's missing was Shawn Mendes
because what was the theme again? It was about Gilded Age, right?
Yeah.
He's missing his horse. He looks so a military together, pulled together. And listen, that guy doesn't take a bad picture ever.
No.
So he just looked really sharp. That was in Tommy Hilfiger, right?
That was a Hilfiger suit.
Yeah.
Somebody said Camila Mendes' skirt looks like Dunkaroo icing.
Did you just say Camila Mendes?
Oh, Camila
that is Cabello. Awesome. That's awesome. I just can't. I love that you did that live on the radio.
What did you say? What did they say? I know.
But you know, there is somebody named Camila Mendes.
Yeah.
Not her.
Not her. So my bad.
So
Dunkaroo icing.
Like everybody did their best last night, and of course we have the designers that tell them how to dress, and that's what they came up with, and that's. You do. You wear whether you like it or not.
Okay. Right. Oh, I do see it.
I can tell when we say the words when we don't like them. Interesting. That some people were not really happy in their outfits. Or they were trying to give him that brooding, stupid look that models
Aquafina.
Do sometimes.
I know. Yeah. Aquafina looks like she's brooding, right?
I didn't.
But some people like that look.
I love her. I just thought the dress didn't fit her properly.
Okay.
Do you know, that's what I thought about that. It was too much dress for this fabulous woman, you know? I don't know.
Well,
I'm not discounting the people, the person that's wearing it. It's the designers.
They need more trials, try on stuff. They need to do what their makeup's going to look like, what their hair is going to look like.
Yeah. I don't think it took them a year. No. I think it was like a last minute thing. Okay, well, that's it. That's the Met Gala for right now. You bet that ETAR's going to cover that. The social's going to cover that today, too. Anyway.
And I hope they call her Camila Mendes. I really do.
He's going to run with that.
I'm sorry.
That was awesome. That was great. Burn. All right.
Gosh.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Podcast. Chum 104.5. Podcast.